We'll make an opinion aben. Is boy minay. So when he went to the pidyon aben, he asked the shiloh there. He said like this: Pshita is for sure al pidyon aben. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvayse b'tzivonu al pidyon aben is havi haben mevorach. Who makes this bracha? Because he's pshita. When you go to pidyon aben, you have to make a bracha. The bracha is asher kedishonu b'mitzvayse b'tzivonu al pidyon aben. That's the bracha we make. And who makes that bracha? Pshita, the father makes the bracha. Borach shechiyonu b'kimonu v'yonu azman azir. This is the shaila. Now we know you have to make another bracha. You have to make a shechiyonu b'shash. You make a pidyon aben. Is kohen mevorach or yavi aben mevorach? This was the sofi. This Reb Simoy was not sure. Who makes the bracha shechiyonu b'shash the pidyon aben? Does the father make the shechiyonu or does the kohen make the shechiyonu? Because in every pidyon aben you have to have a kohen there. The pidyon aben is you're giving over the money, the five shkolim, you're giving over to the kohen. So b'zoy, who makes the bracha shechiyonu? Right. We'll soon see. Like this. What's the svaris? Kohen mevorach. The one reason is that the kohen should make the bracha shechiyonu de kamotei hanol yodei, because he's receiving hanah. He's getting money. Pashat geret. He's walking away with $5 now. Five shkolim. So since he's getting hanah, usually the bracha of shechiyonu is always made on hanah. When you have some enjoyment, you're supposed to make a shechiyonu. Like we know, if you buy new clothing, you buy a new house, you're supposed to make a shechiyonu. The ikar bracha, the ikar reason to make a shechiyonu is because of hanor. You have enjoyment from it. First time you get a new peri, you make a shechiyonu with something new. That's what's got to say. The kohen should make it because he's having hanor now. If he's having physical hanor, he's getting money, he should have to make a bracha. We'll soon speak about this. Oy aviha ben mevorach. The other side is no. Maybe the father should make the bracha. Why? The ko'ovid mitzvah. The father is doing a mitzvah now. What is he doing? He's being mekayim mitzvah pidyon aben. So maybe because of the mitzvah, you should make a shechiyonu. That's the shaila here. Who makes the shechiyonu? The father that's doing the mitzvah, or else the kohen is getting hanor? Is that's what the Simloi asked them there? Is lehevi biyoda? They did not know an answer. They weren't sure who should make the bracha. Is also shoyel bei medrasha. So they went to the base medrash. They went to the base medrash and they asked the shaila from the Talmid Chacham learning there. What should we do? Who should make the shechiyonu? Is Omuler the answer back as far as avi haben mevorach? The father should make the bracha, and why? Shtayim. Aviya ben Mevorach Shtayim. The father should make both brachas. He should make two. He makes the pidyon aben, and he makes the shechiyonu. For Hilchasa, that's the maskara, that's the locha, the what? Aviya ben Mevorach Shtayim. Now the Aviya ben, he's the one that makes two brachas. So Rashbam says here, Mishum diari masdisim mishnei mini brachas. We're talking about two different brachas there. The brachas on the Pesach, on the brachas on the Zevach, the yodem echad, the maisech, the tluya zevach, going Pesach and Zevach, shechigah boi on the Pesach. Mishum mochi noka naim lahayubdom, tavi abeno baruch shtayim. That's also a hashayach to do with the Gemara before. I call upon him, what's the Gemara sofik here? Does the Shech Yonu, does the father make it, or does the Kohen make it? So interesting. The Rishashi asked the Kashia, why doesn't both of them make it? Like, what's the Shiloh? The Chura both should make it. Like, we know in the Klala Shech Yonu, there are two different times where we make a Shech Yonu. One is on certain mitzvahs. We make a Shech Yonu, a mitzvah that comes lezman, on a Korban Pesach, on a Pesach, on Sukkis, on Chagim. We make a Shech Yonu, even on Yom Kippur, we make a Shech Yonu. That's mitzvahs that come lezman, we make a Shech Yonu. There's also another sort to make a shechiyonu on the things you have anor from. You buy a new keli, you buy something new, you have anor from it, you have to make a bracha shechiyonu. So it's good as far as both of them should make the shechiyonu here. The father's doing the mitzvah, that should be make the bracha, and the kohen is receiving some money now, he should make the bracha. So that's the Rosh Hashanah's kasha, why doesn't both of them make the bracha? So the answer is that really both of them have a chiyuv to make the bracha. But the shaila is though, only one of them makes the bracha and he passes the other one. Like really both of them have to make the bracha. But we always said like, Groivam Hagas Melech, let one of them make the bracha and he'll passes the other one. So the shaila is, who's the bigger mechayiv to make the bracha? Is the kohen the biggest svarah because he's having a nor from it? Or else is the father bigger mechayiv because he's doing a mitzvah? Really, the Ksav Seif declares this for Shailam. If you have two people, one person is doing a mitzvah, he's taking lulav, and he's going to make a Shech Yonah because he's doing a lulav. And another person is right by him eating the first time a pomegranate. He's eating. He has to make a Shech Yonah because he's eating a pomegranate. So they're both together. So the Ksav Seif also says, the Chura, one of them should make the bracha, and he might say the other one. So he's Mesupik, who should make the bracha? That's Ramesh just Shalom the Gemara here. Do we say the one that's doing the mitzvah now, that's the more chashav of Shech Yonu, he should make the Shech Yonu? Or do we say, no, the one that's eating the pomegranate now, that's the bigger Shech Yonu, because he's having Hanor, he should make the Shech Yonu, and he should part of the other one. But that's where the Rosh Hashanah learns here. The Shalom is, Avada, both have to make the bracha. Shalom is one part of the other one. So the Gemara comes out, the churu de abi aven, the father makes the bracha. So you see, since you're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah is more choshev. So the churu, you see, mitzvah is more of a choshev azach to make a bracha shechi yonu, more than what would be al tam having hanor from it. But then the Sam Sefer wants to say it wouldn't be a clear eye here. Especially the Gemara's svara just is that since the father already made one bracha, it's a svara he should make the second bracha also. We have these svaras other places also. You have brachas there. Once you start to make one bracha by the mugmar, it says the one that benches, ala kais, he makes the bracha on the mugmar also. He makes the bracha on the psalm afterwards. Because the swara, once you started to make the bracha, we'll let you finish already also. So it could be it's not so cheap to Gemara, which one is more of a swara to make a bracha? The one that has the hanor, or the one that has the mitzvah? Now, in the case of Ksav Saifi, you wouldn't have right for now Gemara. Maybe we have two people, one guy's doing the first time lulav, doing lulav now. One guy's eating a pomegranate, they both have to make a shechionu. Which one should make it? The part of the other one, we would not know what to do. Here the Gemara says the father does it because the svarah shtayim, that since he is already making the bracha, al pidyon aben, that for sure he has to make, so the svarah say he should end off and make the other bracha also. But that's the shal in the Gemara though, which one is more chashiv? The hano or the mitzvah, and you wouldn't have a chloriah from now, Gemara. The sound we had in Gemara Pesachim, like I said before, that says, "Akol Moedim Biat Seres Binan Nam Lachem." On Shavuos, you have to have Lachem. You had a machlokes in the Tamaches. One month Yom says that on Yom Tov is Kulu Lashem, if you want to. And but on Shavuos, everybody's masking. You have to have Lachem. You have to eat something also. You have to have food. The kasher is why the churu on Shavuos is man tarisenum. We would ask you should not have to have food. If you want to, you should be able to learn the whole day on Shavuos. How come on Shavuos for sure you have to eat something? So the Beis Halevi is Mazda says the pshat is because really the Malachim wanted the Torah to stay in Shemayim. So Moshe had a fight with the Malachim. How did Moshe win over the Malachim? Because Moshe said to them, it says mitzvahs in the Torah, it's nagei to us. It says how we have to bench. It says in Yom how you have to eat. Food, maisa, trumas. It's not nagei to you, Malachim. Okay, so the Torah talks about gashmis that only we have and you don't have. So that's how Moshe won out, that we deserve the Torah, not the Malachim. So that's why in Shavuos, we're not supposed to eat a lot on Shavuos. Supposed to have Lachem to show that the reason why we got the Torah was because Torah is negated to us about eating food. Malachim don't have eating food. That's how we've got the Torah. It's very good by Yassim also. When you finish a Masech, you make Yassim, you make a Suda. It's also to show that we were Zeichim the Torah because we have Gashmis. That's why the Malachim couldn't keep the Torah. That'll give it down to us. But we have Gashmis is also part of Torah. We give thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu with it. Yeah, start Masech to Shcholim. A little like Domino, the Masech to Shcholim is Magaya Tafashis Kisisa. Torah gives a special mitzvah that